Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to God's Resurrection from the Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Keller. I'm your host. And the Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of this sin-sick world for the kingdom of heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are grateful that the Lord has granted us another day to be in the land of the living. And we don't take it lightly. But we are here this morning. We have a prophetess, Apostle Millie Jefferson will be coming on. Bring a word for us. I'm traveling right now because I got to go to this job. But we'll be here with you guys, monitoring what's going on. Let us just write out and see what we can find out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Afghanistan over, comforting his families over, their children, their wives, their parents, no longer that are left behind. Sorrow, God, you release your hand of mercy and comfort upon them today. Lord Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you.
Apostle, you're on the line already?
Yes.
Okay. I am driving now, so I'm going to pray for you to come on in and let the Lord use you because I'm on the road right now. I'm going on back to this job that I was on yesterday. It was so hot yesterday. And it's hot again today, but it's 90 degrees already. It's not even 5 o'clock. 90 degrees out here.
Okay.
But hopefully the Lord will let me finish this thing and get a real from his house. Oh, Father God, we just thank you and praise you for your servant. Thank you, O God, for what you're about to do with her, how you will use her for your glory today, Lord God. Oh, God, for her good, for our good, and for your glory. We ask, O God, that you will pour out the fire of God through her today, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit will rest upon her lips, upon her eyes, and upon her ears, O God, and that she will see, hear, and speak your truth, O God, that it will be none of her but all of you. Father, as she speak, God, allow us to hear and understand, O God, and do what is said to be done, O God. Let us not just be hearers of the word, but, Father, we pray that today that you will allow us to be doers of the words, not just hearers, but be doers, O God. Lord, we just thank you right now. We praise you, O God. We glorify your name. We honor you now, Lord God. We thank you for your presence, O God, for you say wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. And, Father, there are more than two or three on this line today, Lord God. There are more than two or three listening by the way of satellite radios, O God, by computers, O God. There's so many people listening, God. So, God, we know that you're in our midst. And, God, we know you will do miracles today. You will heal today. You will deliver today. Lord, you would restore because you promised that, Lord God, that if we call upon you, that you would answer us, that you would show us great and mighty things that we have no knowledge of. So, Father, we thank you today, Lord. We bless you and we praise your name. We honor you today, Lord, with our lives, our hearts honor you, our eyes honor you, our lips honor you. Oh, God, our feet and hands, oh, God, our lungs honor you. Everything that's within us honor you, Lord God. We live for you, God. We live to adore you. We live to exalt your name. We live to magnify you, God. We live to glorify you, God. We live to give you honor, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you. We thank you, God. If I had 1,000 towns, I couldn't praise you enough for all that you have done at Calvary. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now. We praise you, oh, God, for giving your son, oh, God, that we might have access to the tree of life. God, we just thank you this morning. We praise you, God. We ask that you strengthen Apostle Linda Washington, Bishop James Washington, oh, God, Apostle Stewart and Pastor Joy Stewart, God. We ask, oh, God, that you continue to heal, oh, God. Lord, touch Darian today, Lord, God. Lord, let him do a little bit more than what he did yesterday, oh, God. The day before, Lord God, you continue to heal him. Continue to, oh God, touch Apostle Millie Jefferson's sister, Lord. Do a little bit more. Cause her to do a little bit more, God. We ask you to stabilize your blood pressure. Yes. Oh God, every pressure in her body, Lord. We pray for you to stabilize right now. Cause everything to react to your voice, to your word, to your spirit, oh God. And Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor and all the praise. In the matchless name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. Apostle, come on in. I'm going to stop the music. As soon as I pull off this load, I'm going to stop the music and you can come on in.
Let me say this, Apostle. On your way doing what you're doing, just pray for my grandson. He got the virus and he got the pneumonia. Found that out yesterday. She called me, said they didn't rest none last night. His name is Joshua. Apostle?
Okay, Apostle, come on in.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just praise God this day for life, health, and strength. And I hope everybody can hear me this morning. It's just a privilege again to be here talking about the word of the Lord. Amen. Because there is nothing like the word of the Lord. My subject is today the Holy Spirit, because it's so important today. I mean, it's every day. It's important for us to receive the Holy Spirit. And we know that so many people don't have it. I have talked to so many. They said they want it. And they've been sitting there for years, okay? But the Word of God going to let us know, hallelujah, how we get it. Amen. And I'm going to start from the book of Acts, the first chapter of Acts, in the 8th verse. And Paul was saying, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, which is saying Holy Spirit is on you. And ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the uppermost part of the earth. It's for everybody. It's everybody. It's so important that every person receives. And you know, when they said they've been people that I have talked to, I've been trying, I've been asking, but the Bible gives us scriptures how we go about getting the Holy Spirit. Amen. We know the Word of God said man must repent. Well, someone said, well, I repent, but it's still something there. It's still something there. I mean, you might don't want to say, I got this hangover, and I'm using the word hangover. I don't mean in drinking. I'm talking about I got this thing I'm holding on to or this I'm wrestling with. Because he said in his word that he does not dwell in no unclean place. But as I go on to read, you will see what I'm talking about. It's for everybody, for the other believers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's still saying he gave unto us power We need that power in days like this. We need it. They need it in the days of old. Now we need it in days like this, times like these. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the leader and the guidance. Amen. People don't know what to do. Hallelujah. Where, what situation to make because of so much going on in the earth today. And I know a lot's going on in the earth today. But still, men need to take time out and ask God to search the heart. Amen. Search the heart because it's time that we get our heart lined up with the word of God. Amen. There is no other way. Hallelujah. We know we need so much things and we desire so much things to be done in the earth. But the main important that we didn't come here to stay. We are pilgrims. We're traveling through the wilderness, hallelujah. And the world is the wilderness, hallelujah. And in order for us to, when Jesus called our name to be ready, we're going to have to be filled with his Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Glory be to God. There is no other way. It's not enough for the pastor to pat us on the shoulder and say, oh, son, oh, daughter, you're doing great. Because if we don't have that keeping power, hallelujah, we're going to be out there, continue doing the things of the flesh. And flesh cannot please God. Hallelujah. And flesh and blood, hallelujah. You can't do that. We got to have the blood of Jesus. That blood and that flesh ain't going to dwell together. Hallelujah. In that time, hallelujah. And I'm going to go on to Acts 2 and 4. I'm going to see what that says. 2 and 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And again, it's so important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when we get filled with the Holy Spirit, we know that all this came by the cross of the Lord and what he did. And so many, that's one reason so many cannot really receive the Holy Spirit because they don't believe in what Jesus did on the cross. Hallelujah. And once the Holy Spirit is in our heart, we know that he can't, it is for all the believers, I'm talking for the believers, God truly believes, we know without a shadow of doubt it was what he did for us on the cross. And the Bible goes to say, and began to speak in other tongues. So many people got their fault about this and about that, but it's time to put our fault aside. We live in perish time now. It's not by, I believe this man, We don't have that time, people. We don't have that time. It's not by what I feel. It's not by what you feel. It's by what the word of God says. And if ever been a time we need the word of God, we need it right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So much in this earth happening. So much going to happen. We don't know what the next minute going to bring. But one thing for sure, if we live according to the word of God and we fill with his Holy Spirit, hallelujah, we leave across from this side. Hey, we're going to open our eyes to the side, the right side. We don't want to open our eyes over to the left side with no return. Hallelujah. We need to stop buying among ourselves and say, it don't take all of this. It don't take all of that. I don't know what you're referring to, but I know one thing for sure. It take all the words. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to keep on in Acts, the 10th chapter of Acts, 10th chapter, in the 44th verse. See, when people say, oh, I've been trying to get it. Now, the preachers, there is a pastor really preach the word now to the individuals, whether or not they receive the word now. take their eyes off what their pastor doing and receive the word of God within their heart. Amen. You receive the word of God in their heart, whether the pastor is right or not. You ain't going there to examine the pastor. You going there to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And so when that pastor preaching the word of God, if you receive the word of God, and listen what he said. Hallelujah. And while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all of them which heard the word. That let you know somewhere down the line in your heart, you ain't heard the word. Because when you hear the word, hallelujah, you're going to receive the word, hallelujah. And when you get it in your heart, the Holy Spirit is going to come in. There's no doubt about it, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we're going to go to Matthew again. Back to Matthew, I'm sorry, we ain't been there yet. We're going to Matthew the 12th. Matthew 12 and 18. Hallelujah. 12:18. Okay. Matthew 12 chapter and 18 verse. It said, "Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles." Hallelujah. God showed judgment to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. And you know we once were Gentiles. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that he came. Hey, hallelujah, he came. He shed that blood. Hallelujah. He came. He came. Good God Almighty. He tore down the wall of the curtain. When he tore that curtain down, he said he tore it down for every man to receive him. It left up to you whether or not you want to receive him. Hallelujah. And listen, I got another. Okay. I want to go to 3. Matthew 3 and 16. That's right, 3:16. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, there's 3 in, okay. See, the Holy Spirit started on the day of Pentecost. And we know if Jesus had to get it, what about you? It said the 16th verse. Say, and Jesus, when he was baptized, this was the beginning of his ministry. Jesus couldn't do nothing. He didn't try to do nothing without the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. Hallelujah. It says, the only one, the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom the heaven would be open. And he saw the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, descending like a dove and lighting up on him. Mm-hmm. So if Jesus had to get it, that Holy Spirit lit up on him. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. And if Jesus had to get it, what do you think about us? And it said even John saw, hallelujah, that form of that dove that remained in him as a dove. It still on his show, that dove. That was the Holy Spirit. And hallelujah. And you know, even at that time, God spoke. He said, and a low voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in him. He said, Son, in whom I am well pleased. See, it took all that for the Holy Spirit to descend upon his Son. Hallelujah. And then when he, you know, after he was resurrected, you know, he had to turn back. So he was the only one. And then, you know, with John, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Only one had that spirit. So he took that spirit. It take a spirit. I'm talking about the spirit of the living God. I ain't talking about any kind of spirit because the devil got spirits too. And there's a lot of spirit walking around him, the devil's spirit. But I'm talking about the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. The one will make you walk upright. The one will let you truly love right. Because there's so many people saying, oh, I love you. But do you truly love me? Hey, do you truly love God? The man that got all power. Hallelujah. You don't love him, because if you did, you would live for him. Hallelujah. As I often said, a woman and her husband, if that woman love her husband, she going to do the things that she's supposed to do for her husband. Huh? If that husband going out working, providing the things for the household, and then she sit up there all day long, mm-hmm, watching pictures of those movies and all those soap operas, and when her husband returns, she don't have his food ready. You know, that's just like Jesus, you know? He have came, he have left. But when he was here, he did so much for us. He did so much. Hallelujah. But he said he coming back for his bride. Hallelujah. He coming back for his bride. Hallelujah. And we don't want him to come and we ain't got no work done. But even in the earth today, he continued to bless us daily. I might be saying, well, I ain't blessed. I ain't got this. I got, you got life. You can move around. Mm-hmm. Because some people don't even have a mind to move around. Don't have a mind to open their mouth and say, praise the Lord. But what I'm saying today, Jesus continued to give us his blessing through the Holy Spirit. And we are still sitting down on him. We sitting down on him. And like I said, that man come home. How you think that man feel if his wife constantly look in his face and say, honey, I love you. Honey, I love you. And you love him. You ain't doing nothing. The man don't work all day. He hungry. As you know, he looking for his meal. Hallelujah. You're not being a wife to do the things of the household where he can walk in there and call his home supposed to be his, I say, his, I'm going to say, his treasure. But they said, man, a house is his castle. But I say, his treasure. You come in and you just can relax and look around and see how God has blessed you. But you got a lazy wife sitting over there and too lazy to get up and fish you some food. And they have people today that are lazy when it comes to serving the Lord. They're lazy. The Holy Spirit didn't sit down nowhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, the Holy Spirit make you move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you don't stay in the same place because Jesus Christ, his spirit won't allow him to stay in the same place. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about the Holy Spirit today. Amen. Because we need that Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We need somebody. And that somebody is the Holy Spirit. And he dwells on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Somebody might want to say, how can I get it? We first, you know, you got to repent of your sin. Hallelujah. You got to ask God to forgive you. You got to study his word and ask God to wash you. Wash you. And then ask God to, Lord, you fill me with your Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. It's the Spirit of God give us nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit today. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go to Luke. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And then I come back to this. Luke. Thank you, Father. Okay. Praise God for Jesus. Need this new Bible. We're going to have it. The Okay, now we coming. Hallelujah. Okay. I want the fourth chapter. And I want the 14th verse. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the power that we need in us on this earth. Amen. Okay. It say, and Jesus returned. This was after he had got baptized now. And after that, the Holy Spirit had sit up on his shoulder, lit up on his shoulder, somebody said. Some said it sit up on his shoulder. As he returned in power, he had power then, of the Spirit. He had power of the Spirit unto Galatians. In other words, there was power with him. See, yeah, once we get the Holy Spirit, we got the power. We walking in power. We living this thing. We ain't playing this thing. Hallelujah. Because this thing is for real. Hallelujah. Because when you get that true Holy Spirit, it'll make you walk upright. Hallelujah. He'll make you live right. I said it will make you live right. If you get the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. And he said, and there went out a flame of him through all the region round about. You know why? Because they seen him doing something. Hallelujah. They seen him doing something no other man did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When he began to change that water into wine. Hallelujah. And ain't nobody never seen that happen. Hallelujah. But I'm just talking about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It'll bring forth a change in your life. Hallelujah. Most important thing, the people that know you and knew you before you got it, and then they meet you after you get it, they automatically know it has been a change in your life. Hallelujah. Because you ain't going to be doing the things that you used to do. Hallelujah. And they ain't talking about just getting a church like a lot of folks. I went to the church and I felt the Spirit. I'm talking about letting get up in you. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I said, let him get off in you. And then when he get off in you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, you know for sure that a change has come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 12, 12, 12, 12. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got to recheck my list. Okay, 12 and 18. Thank you, Lord. Okay, it is Matthew 12, the 12th chapter, and the 18th verse. It said, behold, my servant, whom I have chosen. See, God chose us. Hallelujah. He chose us. Because the word tells us, we didn't choose him, but he chose us. Hallelujah. He said, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. He said he put his spirit. He said up on him. God put his spirit up on him. And he shall show judgment. Hallelujah. He shall show judgment in earth. And we're going to the book of John. Thank you, Jesus. No, excuse me, going to the book of Romans. Okay, I grab it. I got the 14 verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Fourteen, 13, 14, and 17. Y'all excuse me, because I had two lists of verses, and if I have read the same verse, excuse me now, okay, I'm going down Romans 14 and 17. He says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And you know, if you righteousness, you will have peace. It's so many mental disturbed people saying they are in the Lord and say the Lord is in them. I'm talking about they mental disturbed because they have sin in their life. I'm not talking about mental illness because we know there's a lot of that going on too. But I'm talking about these people walking around here really supposed to be closed in their right mind. But they are mental disturbed, hallelujah, because they got the wrong spirit operating in them. Hallelujah. Because he just said, the word of God just said, hallelujah, you're supposed to be righteousness. Hallelujah. And you're supposed to be peaceful. And you're supposed to have joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He gave this to us. But like I say, there is so many mists of spirit in the earth today. There are so many. And people don't want to talk about it. Every time something come up, oh, that don't need to be said. Oh, yes, it needs to be said. And it's going to continue to be said until the people begin to turn their heart towards God. Hallelujah. We got to live right. Hallelujah. That's why we are not producing nothing. Producing nothing. Producing righteousness in the people through the word of God. Amen. Because we can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. People, so many people saying they got God and got so much jealousy in their heart. You can't have jealousy, malice in your heart. You can't have that. Because the Bible says so. Mary didn't say it. The word was here before I got here. We got to live a righteous life. Some people say, well, you can't live. You can't be perfect. We ain't told nobody we was perfect. But Jesus said in the script, he said, be perfect because I am perfect. But you can get in the word of God and you can be perfect in the word. Because the word of God stands for sure. The word of God is already settled in heaven. I don't understand why people, if Jesus was perfect, we can be perfect. We ain't talking about a perfect being up on earth. We are spiritual perfect because we know what the word of God say. And the one hot man, they can't say no because you don't want to live right. I'm perfect in the word of God where nobody can tell me that the word of God can say, be holy. I'm perfect because I read it myself. I'm perfect. It's in my heart. I know holiness is the way. You can come all you want, but you cannot get that out of my heart. And that's when the line up with, I'm perfect. I'm perfect in the word. I didn't write it in here. So if it was already written here when I came, and then I receive them as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I read the word where it says something. And neither of you come and telling me it didn't say it. No, when you people look at perfect. Oh, everything got to be perfect. These materialistic things. Hallelujah. You can even have two pictures. And you might want to hang on your wall because you say they look right. Somebody else might come and say, those pictures not perfect. You say, oh, yes, they do. They look alike. But somebody else can come in there and look at it. Because I see something right there in the corner that this one have, the other one don't. And we're not talking about that kind of perfect because we know only one perfect that way is God Almighty. That God. The answer by fire. But we are the saints of God, the Most High God. Hallelujah. He said, when we have been filled with his Holy Spirit, He said his spirit going to lead us into all truth. We're going to be led by the spirit. So if the spirit of God is true, don't you think we should so be true? And I'm not talking about the people living two lifestyles. And what I meant two lifestyles, they want to hold to God and hold to the devil. No, we're not talking about that. We talking about come all the way over on God's side. Come all the way over on God's side. Live your best of knowledge to the word. Amen. Then you might say, well, we just can't live this word too. It's too hard. It's too hard. No. If you look at this word, not hard. It's hard because you don't want to live right. You don't want to stop doing what you're doing. And the Holy Spirit, you know, if you get it, you ain't going to have a desire to do what you want to do. That's why a lot of them holding back. I ain't ready yet because I don't want to stop doing what I'm doing. But I said, it's so much happening in the world. People need to stop, take a little time, and look around. Look around what's going on. Get in the Word. And if you can't find out in the Word what's going on today, oh, glory be to God, I want you to come get on this line and tell me. Because all you have to do is just get in Revelation. Mm-hmm. Get in Revelation. If it ain't going on, if anything ain't going on, what the Revelation speak of. And don't you know it's going to get worse. Hallelujah. We just preaching the word as God give it to us, the Holy Spirit give us. Hallelujah. Talking about his spirit. It's so important. It's so important that we have the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. I said, if we have the spirit, and his spirit is true, and his spirit is holy, and we have the spirit of the living God, we will pray more because he told us to pray without ceasing. We will love more, hallelujah. We will praise him more for so many people say, well, I don't take all that praise in God. I pray, that's enough. No, he said he inhabited the praises of his people. That's the word of God, not the word of Milly. That's the word of God. I inhabit the praises. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I think he worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The true Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He'll make you talk right. So many people talking two tongues. Like they got two tongues in their mouth. They got a tongue for Jesus and they got a tongue for the devil. But the Bible said, my God, hallelujah. He said, cold water and hot water can't come out that same pocket. The same time, that one stream. Hallelujah. Because if that hot and cold mist, you know it's going to be lukewarm. And he said in his word, hey, if you be lukewarm, he said, I spew out my mouth. Glory. I said, it's time that we come to God. Hallelujah. Come and live according to his word. Hallelujah. And stop playing. And stop playing. We don't have time to play. Every time we turn around, every time we turn the TV or radio, oh, hallelujah. Every time we get on the phone, even to pray for somebody, then they'll tell us about somebody else's problem. I said, we live in perish time when men are lovers of themselves and not lovers of God. It's time that we ask God, and we ain't been filled, to God, fill me up. Fill me up, God, because I want to be saved. Hallelujah. I'm tired, God. I'm tired, God. If I can live holy, if I can live right, and if I can love right, people go around hating people for years and years, sitting up in the church when the church door will open. How can you come back? You love Jesus. You still got hell in your heart from 10 years ago. Something wrong. I said something wrong. Hallelujah. You got two tongues in your mouth. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We need to get this thing right now. It's time. It's right now. I said time. right now. Hallelujah. That we get it right. We get it right. I see giving us time every day. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We got to get that all that uncleanness out of our life. We know the Holy Spirit. He know when you're sincere. He's going to come in and he's going to watch you. He's going to continue to watch you. He's going to continue to watch you. Hey, my God, you ought to let him watch you. Hallelujah, God. Hey, and then that tongue, one of them tongues, you don't use it to, something happened to you. Oh, if they even talk about, they might close your job up. Then you want to use that tongue. Hey, glory be to God. And then if the time comes, you want to use that other tongue. When they had a good party, they said, got a good party, everything free. Honey, you're going to use that tongue because you're going to be divided. You're going to go over there, huh? Where the world of people's at. Yeah, you're going to give the devil praise. See, that kind of praise, they don't deserve no praise. Only person needs praise is Jesus, because he's the only one shed his blood. He shed his blood. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And he shed his blood. And I'm so glad he shed it. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. I'm so glad. I am so glad for the blood of Jesus, because I know that's the only thing will remove my sin. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit today. Hallelujah. It's real, huh? It's real. I know people don't want to believe it. I say it's real. It's something about Jesus. Oh, when I think about him, when I think about his name, I got to say, yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Hallelujah. Thank you for looking beyond my fault and seeing my needs. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If there's something about that name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, sir, yes, sir. I said better than biscuit and gravy. I said something about that. Hey, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I say it make you live right when you don't want to live right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It'll make hallelujah. Sometime, hallelujah, make you break a loose from your friend. Hallelujah. We want to say break a loose, but the Bible said he said come from among them. Hallelujah. After you try to minister the word and they don't receive, don't you stay in that bunch. You can just separate yourself. But you know, I found out so many people love their friends more than they love God. But did you ask them, I love the Lord? Oh, no, you don't. Because if you stay in that sin, and once you see it, and once you've been told, oh, you're lying. And he said, liar will not tarry in his sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I said, somebody need to be praying now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Can't get nobody to pray for nobody. Hardly ever. Hallelujah. Nay, they're not praying for their family. They get up. But I'm talking about praying for the entirety of the world. Because Jesus, hallelujah, when he went to that cross, he went for the entirety of the world. He didn't go for one or two. He didn't go for me. Oh, glory be to God, folks. He went for the entirety of mankind. Hallelujah. So he loved me so, and he loved you so that he went to that cross. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ought to love you. We ought to pray for one another. Glory be to God. And then some said, well, I don't know everybody. You ain't got to know everybody, because Jesus know everybody. You pray for mankind. You pray for their salvation. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. One thing I do know, glory be to God. I said, time is running out. Time is running out. He said, hallelujah, he said, Jesus said, his word will be preached all over the world. He said, then the end gonna come. Hallelujah. And we don't know, don't nobody know how far this word done reach. Hey, glory. My God, my God. I said, hey, we need to start packing up. packing up. I mean, laying something aside that, hey, did not lack him. Pack it up, glory, even when you clean your house out. Hey, see, your body is the house, it's a temple of God. You need to clean out. Sometimes we clean out. We done had this too long. We don't need that no more. We need to throw it aside. Hallelujah. We need to pack it up. Hey, glory be to God. And be ready when Jesus comes. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit this morning. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That Spirit, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That Spirit, and Jesus Christ is that Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. Oh, hallelujah. And I praise God for that Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come to the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you need to let the Spirit of God rest upon you. Hallelujah. Let it rest upon you, on inside you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going on in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go back. Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I'm looking for... Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 24. Okay. This is St. John 4:24. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's probably 16. 16:13. That's John 16:13. Okay. Okay. Y'all just bear with me. Okay, let me put a mark through these, what I did, so I won't reach back and get them. I got to check it in. Okay. Praise God for Jesus. It's John 16:13. He said, howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, I've been talking about that. He'll guide you into all truth. So, you know, because there's so many people professing that they got it. And you need to look at yourself and examine yourself. Because he said the truth. He said he'll guide you to all truth. And if your faith is properly placed in Christ and the cross and the Holy Spirit, it'll bring forth the truth within your life. I think it will bring forth. You know, there's no other way to look at this thing. We need to be sincere in our heart. And we doing these things what the Word of God said we don't supposed to be doing, but so many are professing. I got the Holy Spirit. And look what he said. He said, he will guide you into all truth. And if you ain't got no assuring this truth in your life, and this truth is by living according to God's word, that lets you know yourself. Ain't nobody got to tell you. Amen? Amen. The Holy Spirit can bring forth truth in us. And no, it does guide us into the truth. It'll guide us to the truth. If you got the Holy Spirit, he ain't gonna guide you into nothing false. He's gonna guide you into the truth. Into all truth. Amen. We praise God. We praise God. We praise God for that. that he will lead and guide us to all truth. Hallelujah. Because he is the one. Hallelujah. We thank him for being the one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see what Hebrews say here. Praise his name. Praise his name. I say he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I said, praise God for Jesus. We need to get caught on fire. I said, get caught on fire. We need to catch ourselves on fire. How are you going to do that? You pray till the Holy Ghost come. Set your soul on fire. Yeah. Stop playing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So much, we allow so much to hold us back. Hallelujah. And it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it living for eternity in hell because we didn't want to turn something loose. Ain't nothing worth holding on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Come on now. Thank you, Lord. All right. Okay. I'm going to go to... Yes, first, no, let's go. John. Okay, John 16. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just 1 minute, y'all. I'm going to get me one of those markers to mark the top 40 page because this Bible is new and it sticks together. Okay, now I got the four. Okay, John, the fourth chapter. Thank you, Jesus. The fourth chapter, in the 14th verse. John, no, I'm sorry. It's the fourth chapter in the 24th verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Like I say, I had so many scriptures lined up, and I have to mark them through as I go because I don't want to continue to read the same thing over and over. So let me stretch this out. 24. Okay. Here we go. It says, God is a spirit. You need a spiritual being. And they who worship him must worship him in the spirit and in truth. And this is the same spirit which moved upon Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. In other words, and then truly, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have the Holy Spirit. According to the word of God, you're going to give. That's what he said. Which move upon him by the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, it's not worship with God's spirit. Because God would, in other words, God is not accepting that, what you're doing. He just not accepting because you feel a little guru in the church and, you know, in your way you don't want to glorify him by streaming, hollering, jumping up, some jump over the back of the pew. That is not. He said, us. He said, go back. He said, God is a spirit. We're talking about a spiritual being and they who worship. See, God wants people to worship him. And we must worship him in the spirit and in truth. That's the only kind of spirit, Holy Spirit, God will accept. He ain't going to accept nothing else. He is not going to accept nothing else but the true spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let me see if I find this one. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And then I know whether or not I have read it. Let me go down. Let's see what the... Okay, now, yeah, I can mark this one too, because, okay, I'm going past it. Come on, okay, now, I begin to come where I really want to come to. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Who are you? Hallelujah. See, so many people, when they feel the spirit, you know, you can feel the spirit, but he said he ain't going to strive with you always. And when you feel a little bit, you know, so many people think they got it because they feel it. I mean, Romans, I need to get 8 and 10. 8 and 10. 8 and 10, let me go back to that, right here. The 8th chapter, okay. Okay, in the 10th verse. Let's go up, okay. He said, and if Christ be in you, other words, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. If Christ be in you, your body is dead because of sin. That's what the Word of God says. That's Romans 8 and 10. Romans 8 and 10. And then we had Romans 8 and 9. He said, but ye are not in the flesh. But in the spirit. And it's an if so, that in the spirit of God dwells in you. And now if any man have not the spirit of Christ in him, he is known as his. So we as a people, we need to stop lying to ourselves. You know, stop lying to ourselves. He said, now this can't be the Bible. You can find that your own self in Romans 8, chapter in the 9th verse. He said, you have not his spirit. You are none of his. Yeah, you can't get no more plain than that. You can't get it no more plain. You are none of him. And then, you know, sometimes people tell people that they want to get mad. They need to get mad. That's what the Word of God say. The Word of God said it. Amen. And it's real what God say. Hallelujah. We ain't wrote no Bible. We didn't know nothing about no Bible. We came into the world as we grew up and started going to church. We heard the preacher preach. I mean, you know, preach the word. Hallelujah. And we need to just repent of our sins. Ask God to come on in, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Because, Lord, there is things going on in the world. And that if we live right, you will reveal things to us. He will reveal so many things to us. And he has revealed so many things to his people from this earth. Because so many have prophesied of different things, and they come into their past. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he said in the word. Let me go back. Let me go back to Ephesians. My God, my God. Ephesians 1, 13 verse. And whom, talking about Christ, you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth pertaining to the message of the cross, the gospel of salvation, and whom also after that you believed, after you said you believe what Jesus did, you believe that Christ did at the cross. You know for sure that he died. So the Bible says, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. If you receive, you were sealed then. The Holy Spirit of the promise. If you really believe it, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise. Amen. Were made possible by the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because some people said, well, I ain't heard about no Holy Spirit all these years. It was made possible when he went to the cross. But men didn't understand. Men didn't have a revelation knowledge. But Jesus said, he said, after he come, it would lead you and guide you. He would give you wisdom. And that when he leads you, he gives you wisdom. He guides you. Guides you wrong, right. That's wisdom. He gives you knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you want, all you have to do is he will reveal. Hallelujah. And let you know what is right and what is wrong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said, what is right and what is wrong? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell me the Spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good this morning. Hallelujah. And then we thank God that we know how much God loved us today. He loved us so much, hallelujah, that he laid his life down for us, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're so glad today that he sent back his Holy Spirit, because if we wouldn't have had the Holy Spirit, we could have made it, church. We could have made it. And there wouldn't have been no way for us to make it. All this stuff going on in the world, and I tell you, people just talking and complaining. And when the word of God said, get together, come together and pray, come together and fast, come together and pray till you begin to see a move of God. But people don't even want to get together and pray. And I ain't telling nobody, you can get on the telephone. There's so many ways we can come together in one mind, in one spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. And he let us know, and after you receive this Holy Spirit, he said, I'm going to give you power. I'm going to give you power to be a witness for me. Hallelujah. That we can stand boldly and say the word of God said. The wages of sin is death. Because that's the word. The gift of God is eternal life. I said that was one scripture, but that's the word, and that's the truth. We come bold in this to tell a person, come from among the unbeliever. Because I keep telling you, you can't be with Jesus and the devil at the same time. You can't miss them together. My God, because that fire in him, it's going to drain. It's going to dry that water up. But he gave us an example in his word. Hallelujah. Hot and cold. It ain't going to miss. Like serving God and serving devil ain't gonna miss. You're gonna be either on the Lord's side or you're gonna be on the devil's side. But I tell you, if you got that true Holy Spirit on inside of you, you're gonna be on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, we used to sing the song, I'm on the Lord's side now. Everything is all right. Hallelujah. I'm on the Lord's side now. I've been, hallelujah, born of the Holy Spirit. He baptized me with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. And I can say, it's all right. It's all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said, early in the morning, I wake up. It's all right because I got it. Late in the midnight, when I call up on him, I said, it's all right. Glory be to God. He said he'll never leave me. He never will forsake me. Oh, glory. I said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My. I'm never alone. Glory be to God. I said, I'm never alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How can I be alone when I got the Spirit of God on his side? Glory. Hallelujah. And you know, good news. That's the best thing for us when you are all alone, as you want to say. And then you can hear what the Spirit is saying unto your church. But glory be to God when you so entangled with so many folks and this boss, this and that boss, that. Hey. If you're going to get off the line, glory be to God. You're going to get off the line, hallelujah. I'm talking about the lifeline, hallelujah. That lifeline that leads us to Jesus, hallelujah. Because his way is a straight and narrow way. Glory be to God. Take two walk side by side unless they in agreement. If you're in agreement with the word, I ain't talking about agree with men's or women's. I'm talking about with the word of God. You agree and you're talking the same talk because Jesus people, the true people that have been born of him, hallelujah, by the blood and not the water, hallelujah, you're going to talk the same thing. Glory be to God because there is no other way. I don't care how you twist it. Glory be to God. I said the word of God said, hallelujah, you got to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. I'm talking about the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We got to have it. There is no other way. We got to have it. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. As he's so worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I say, God is all right by himself. Hallelujah. He's all right by himself. He don't need nobody else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise God. We praise God. We praise him because he's been so good to us. Hallelujah. We didn't know how to be good to ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. He came in. He came in one day, and he made a change in your life. He's going to make a change in your life, too. If you only allow him, he'll make a change in you. Hallelujah, God. And we'll see a move of God in the earth. But until men come together, I said, until you come together, glory be to God, then it's going to get worse and worse. In the earth, it's going to get worse and worse. But we got to come together. And God said, if we come together, my God, he'll hear our prayer. I said, he'll hear our prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me turn to Revelation. Glory be to God. He'll hear our prayer. And I know I want him to hear my prayer. Glory, glory, glory. And see what he's saying here. Hallelujah. Revelation. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation. It's like 11th chapter of Revelation. Glory, hallelujah. I'm so glad one day that he picked me up and turned me around. My God, my God. Okay, now, Revelation. See, it's all through the Bible. The Spirit of God is all through the Bible. Because Jesus is all through the Bible. Jesus is the Holy Spirit. And you might be saying, it wasn't spoken of in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I tell you that you believe in the Father. I tell you believe in the Son. I say you believe in the Holy Spirit. I say you back there. You say there's nothing new under the sun. My God, my God. Hallelujah. In Revelation 11 chapter, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm making sure that I'm reading what the Word of God says. Okay, I got it right here. He said Revelation. My God. And he all in Revelation. I might go to another part, but I'm going to go to the end of it here now. Revelation 11 and 11. He said, after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood up on their feet. Okay. They were talking about what's going to take place, you know. And they're going to take place, you know, according to the Bible. In judgment. In the period of the judgment. Hallelujah. Up on this earth. I ain't talking about when we go back with him. I'm talking we're going to take place up on this earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to go to that's there. Let me see what this said here. Go back to Matthew. No. It's Revelation 13. It's at 13. And 22. But it got it up on the Revelation. Okay, let me go to 11:17 then. 11 chapter 17. But he's still talking about the Spirit. But I just like to use scripture for the Spirit of God's in. Amen. Okay. 1:10. First chapter, okay, in the 10th verse. See, you know, if you really just want to know anything about the Holy Spirit, get your Bible and just start to looking up the Spirit, and it'll tell you everything you need. Amen. Because we read out the Word of God, nothing that we are saying. Okay, the Revelation 10:1-10 say. And like I say, I'd like to give you scriptures about the Spirit, okay? He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And heard behind me a great voice as a trump. Thank you, Jesus. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, see? That's why it's so important that we be ready. Because this could be the day of the Lord's day. Hallelujah. I know this was the revelation of John. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When God began to, he was in the spirit of the Lord's day. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The voice of the Lord. And so, other words, we need to let the Holy Spirit be in us that we can be in the spirit of the Lord there. You don't know what God want to speak to you sometimes. And if you be in the spirit, today is the day of the Lord. Today is the day of the Lord. Or the day of the day of the Lord, he might want to take me on out of here. But I am in the spirit of the Lord day. Because every day of my life, hallelujah, I'm praying, hallelujah, I'm praising him, I'm thanking him for bringing me out of darkness, hallelujah. Bringing me up out of darkness, hallelujah. Bringing me when I was broken, hallelujah. When I was broken so that I thought I couldn't be put together. But the Holy Spirit, my God, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I tell you, broken here, put your back together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I say he put me back together. Glory be to God. You know. You can take a rubber band and you can stretch it far as you can stretch it. And then you can let it either come back. Back in shape. And that's the way God did me. Hallelujah. He put me back in shape. And I ain't talking about no shape of your body. I'm talking about my spirit, man. Hallelujah. I'm a broken. But he put me together. Hallelujah. Back together. Hallelujah. I praise God for the spirit. My God, my God. It's real. I say it's real. It's real. People don't want to believe it. But it's real. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I got it. And I'm going to keep it while I got it. My God, my God. Ain't nothing going to separate me from him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And in the book Isaiah said, in the 61:1 said the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Mm-hmm. We know, we're so glad, all through the Bible, different scriptures tell you about the Spirit of God was upon him. And you ought to want the Spirit of God to be upon you today. Hallelujah, while the blood yet running warm in your veins. My God, my God, I'm so glad. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Ezekiel said, the Spirit of the Lord entered to him. Hallelujah. It's good. Oh, glory be to God. Sometimes, hallelujah. My God, you can be sitting alone talking to Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. That Spirit starts to move in you. Hallelujah. You can't be still. Hey, glory be to God. You can't be still. Glory. And then you begin to move. Hallelujah. I come from the Spirit of the living God. That's why Jeremiah said, hallelujah, good God Almighty. Oh, glory be to God. When other words, when the people that heard him, and everything he tried to do. But the Spirit of God was in him. He said, oh, glory be God. I'm going home. I'm going to shut my door. I ain't going to say nothing. But glory be to God. I said, when that Spirit is getting you, you can't hold your peace. And he said, God's word, his word. I said, his word is just like fire. It shut up in my bone. I can't hold my peace. Hey. I don't understand people saying they got him and they sitting there like a doorknob. Glory, no doorknob ain't gonna move like you twist it to the left or to the right or you put it forward. Glory be to God. You need to open your mouth and let everybody know you love Jesus. Let everybody know he's your Father. Let everybody know, hallelujah, you've been filled with the Holy Spirit and people be ashamed. People speak in tongues. They stand back and laugh. Glory be to God. When you don't understand, glory be to God. You need to ask the pastor what's going on. He'll give you the scripture. And if he don't know it, search the scripture. Ask that individual. Glory be to God. What kind of language you talking? He gonna say it's in the Word of God. I said, ask. Glory be to God. Acts 1, hallelujah, and the day of the Pentecost was come. They was in one spirit, one court. And suddenly came a sound like the after rushing mighty wind. It filled the house. Hey! And it stood up on each of them. Clover tongue, like as a fire. Hey. I said, you got the clover tongue as a fire. My God, my God. Hey, you got that fire up in your bone. That's the Holy Spirit, folks. The Holy Spirit. I thank God for knowing that he moves, he leads me, and he guides me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise him right now. Hey. Hallelujah. Hey, God is a spirit. I said, God is a spirit. And that we worship him. We must worship him in spirit and truth. Because he ain't going to have no other way. He ain't going to have it no other way. And old people got so modern, and I can say, they sit in the church and the pastor preaching. They ain't saying nothing. Glory be to God. You know, the old people a long time ago, if they couldn't say a word, they said, I'll wave my hand. Hallelujah, I'll wave my hand. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I said, just wave my hand. I agree what you're saying. I know it's in the word. But glory be to God. The Bible said, if I hold my peace, glory be to God. If I hold my peace, I don't want no rock to cry for me. Hallelujah. He said, he'll be in my mouth. And David said, if I open my mouth, I'm still talking about the Spirit, God, y'all. If I open my mouth, I can't do nothing without the Spirit. Hallelujah. If I open my mouth, he said, he'll fill it with good things. Hallelujah. And if I got him on his side, glory be to God, he's going to move on the outside. My God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. And he said, hallelujah. Hey, I ain't going to be ashamed to disown him. Glory be to God. I'm talking about the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I can tell sometimes I used to go around people don't believe in. People used to look at me strange because the spirit of the tongue began to move. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And see, a lot of times they don't want you in the church, but glory be to God. Hallelujah. I said, thank God, do we do it for a reason? Glory be to God. You know, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One of my co-workers a long time ago, and they keep going in this Methodist church, and I ain't put no church down. But, you know, I know a lot of people were coming from this place and that place seeking for the Holy Ghost. We went over to a neighborhood where they was meeting at. I didn't know her pastor was going to be there, but and the room was full. Everybody was saying something about the Lord. And every when it's time for me to get up, I got up in tongue, and every word I said, I spoke in tongue, and I began to lay on question God. I said, Lord, these people don't understand. That's what Paul said. Hallelujah. They glory, believe God. But you know what? I said, God, you know, as the Bible says, if nobody couldn't interpret it, well, I did. They did let the Lord have his way. But I was feeling bad. I said, God, I want to say something in English so they can understand where you brought me from. But you know, I just know this one person in the midst. Now, maybe somebody else. That girl started seeking for the Holy Ghost. She told her auntie, she said, I don't know, but when that woman was up, she said, ooh, I felt God. I just felt him. I just felt him. I just felt him. My God. And she was telling herself, oh, this is one of my coworkers, and she believes in the Holy Ghost. You know, and she went around different churches and things, you know, spiritual churches that believe in that. But at that particular time, my spirit was, like I was starting to grieve. God, why are you letting me speak in tongues every word? I don't mind speaking in tongues, but let me say something in English. God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. My God, hallelujah. And, you know, when I sit down, that pastor doesn't look. He went on and brought a few words, but he was looking. Oh, yeah, that's one of them tongue talking. Yeah. But I said, God, I said, if I sin for asking you why, you let me just testify in tongues. I said, but you had a reason. God had a reason. I didn't understand, but God knew. Amen. Oh, he knew that soul was in the midst that he was working on. And don't you know that one got the Holy Ghost? Yes, he did. I mean, it was years later, hallelujah, my God, because when that woman invited me, she was not a member of my church, me, I was a co-worker, hallelujah, and then this woman came years later, busy, and she brought her niece, and praise God, thank you, Jesus, I was standing in the pulpit, and baby, she bucked her eyes at me, and she began to stand up and tell. Hallelujah. How God feels. Hallelujah. My God. I just praise God. I'm not ashamed of him. I speak whatever he tells me to speak. When he tells me to shut my mouth, I shut my mouth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I said, it's time to receive the Holy Spirit. Then you ain't got to wonder. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit is going to lead you. He's going to guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. And then if you ain't being led by all truth, you need to stop lying to yourself because that's all you're doing. You're lying to yourself because the word of God is not lying. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of life, of the righteousness. Hallelujah. He gave us his life. And we are the righteousness of him. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. And the Bible says, he said, know what the mind of the Spirit. The mind of the Spirit. When you have the mind of the Spirit, all right now. It's so important to have the mind of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. My. And then he going to say, the Spirit searches all things. My God. I said, the Spirit. My God. Hey, glory. My. My God. You know, I don't know about everybody else. I don't know about everybody else, but I can only speak about me. My God. And sometimes I have to call on him. You know what I'm saying? I call on him. My God. Hey. And when I call on him, my God. And I know he's on the inside. But I'm talking about the Spirit. Hey. It said you're searching in the Spirit. Things you want to know. Glory be to God. I said, God will give you an answer. Oh, yes, he will. I don't know about nobody else. I should give you an answer. If he wants you to know, hallelujah, everything, he's going to lead you in the right way, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, because he said, the Holy Spirit, he's our provider, he's our bread, my God, he's showing up, he's our water, my God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and I praise him for today. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get thirsty. Hallelujah. We get thirsty. He said, if you drink up his water, you thirst no more. Glory. We just let him come on in. Let that fire come on in. My God. My God, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have the spirit of the world, but we have the spirit of God. And it's so important to separate them two, because there's some spirit going on in the world now. I don't want no part of that. That's why I try my best each and every day. Mm-hmm. I tell God, watch me. God, I tell God to forgive me. I repent of any sin, known and unknown. Hey, cause one day he's going to call my name. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey, he's going to say, Nelly. Hey, glory, 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 glory. My God, my God. Come up here. Hey, my God. He's going to call his breath. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Ooh, hallelujah now. Glory. He's going to call his breath. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And I thank him, Lord. I thank him. I said, God is all right. He's all right by himself. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I got another scripture. Hallelujah. Ephesians. Let me see. I thought it. Is this, yeah. Ephesians. Praise his name. Ooh, glory. I'm looking for, okay. Ephesians 1. Thank you, Jesus. I know I have read Ephesians 1, 7, 1, 13, but either 1, 17. But anyway, when I started reading, I know. Okay, it's 1, okay, I'm going to read this hymn. And if I have read it before, y'all, excuse me, but I know I got two scriptures in Ephesians. Okay, where I'm at now? 13. Okay. Okay, I believe I'm probably going to Ephesians 1:17. He said, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, ooh, glory, the Father, God of the Father, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. Everybody need that. Of a revelation, and everybody need that. Of the knowledge of him. We need that, church. Knowledge of Christ, which we receive through the word, enable the Holy Spirit to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enable the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to lead us and guide us. Give us that wisdom. We need that wisdom of the revelation. Hallelujah. The Spirit. Hallelujah. We can increase in wisdom and knowledge of the Holy Spirit. We can increase, hallelujah, in the wisdom and the knowledge and the revelation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise God. We praise God for his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank him today. I thank him. Let the Holy Spirit, he searches all things. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I praise God. I praise God. I just praise him. I still go back. He said, because so many people out here, they profess that they got him. But the Bible said, if you got him, they're going to lead you. If you got him, he's going to guide you. My God, my God. And you're going in another direction. Hey, glory, glory. You see, he'll screw you out now. He's going to screw you out. I praise him. I praise him knowing that, hallelujah, you can't be twisted in between. You're either going to be right or you're going to be wrong. You're going to be free or you're bound. You're going to be in or you're out. Hey, glory. My God, my God. Tell you. Hallelujah. My God. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me go back here 1 minute. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, glory be to God. Now. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Wonderful. I still say, the wrong is not in God, the Holy Ghost. The wrong is in man. Amen. The wrong is in man. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, hallelujah. One minute right here. Okay. He said that we shall receive the Holy Ghost if we believe. Hallelujah. And if you are one of these people who's been saying, oh, I've been waiting on him. No. You ain't been waiting on him. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. He done sent it. My God. He already sent it to the earth. Oh, you got to do receive it. He's waiting on you. Well, I'm doing all I know to do. No. You need to repent. Truly repent. If it takes the fast, you don't have to fast from now to get saved. But I'm talking about to break that spirit down because the devil don't want you to receive it. And you don't have to fast no whole day. If you get sincere, you can fast in 1 hour. You get sincere with the heart. Tell God I want it. And God, I'm going to push my plate 1 hour because I am going to pray. I am going to read every scripture I can find up on the Holy Spirit. And God, I'm asking you here, I'm not. Give it to me. He'll give it to you. And you sincere, while you even praying, he'll come up on you. And you start speaking in clover tongue like as a fire. Praise God. I said, like as a fire. A cover tongue. And I thank God. I thank God for his word. I thank God for his Holy Spirit is in the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. See, this brings me back to when they were saying at the church, you know, we got to have the Holy Ghost. Man, you know, and then people, some of the, you know, young people started questioning the bishop, the elders, and preachers in there, prophets in the church. Well, how do you feel when it begin to come and you know it? You know, they said, oh. Some of them say, it feels like you're getting chill bumps all over you. I'm sitting down there, well, honey, I've been getting chill bumps all the time. I've been getting chill bumps all the time because me and my Jesus always had a conversation together. But it would tell me. Then some people say, well, I feel that sometimes I be praying. They said, keep on praying. So what I did when I came back home, I said, now, Lord, everything that they were saying in the church, I said, God, I feel it. God, I know you talk to me. Now, I said, God, I want that Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is very intelligent. My God. Woo! Lord Jesus. Felt it coming up on me. I felt I was reading, and God was taking me back, my body back, and I pulled my body back forward. Because I said, God, I said, I see them people shout and scream. I said, I don't do that anymore. Well, I already did the rough stuff there, so I ain't need to put nothing else on top of it. So, you know, the next day from that, we went to the service. But the preacher even preached. You know what I said? They sung the song in the Holy Spirit. Baby, before that, he took me in a vision. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hey, and I was sitting there, and I got it in a later house. We would have a service. Hallelujah. Oh, every Monday night, we have service. Glory be to God. My God. And this woman had a picture. You know how they draw the picture of Jesus with the lamb on his shoulder. Glory be to God. And I sung some of the first little song, a little bit of it. And all of a sudden my eyes hit that picture. And God took me on a beat. My God. Woo, Jesus. And I stayed in that vision. And when God kept showing me in that vision, he was the Lamb of God. The lady's life down for me. My God. Hallelujah. Woo. And I'm just, you know, I'm seeing all this. I'm in a supernatural place. And my God, my God. And all I know, this woman got up and she said, started singing this song. Hey, I'm satisfied with him in my heart. And I heard her say, get up. And that came back out of spirit. She said, everybody stand up. Thank you, Jesus. And when I began to say, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost took all over me. Hallelujah. I said, he came upon me. God, my God. When I came, after my eyes came open, I was stretched out on the floor. Thank God my spiritual mother was right there. Because she wouldn't let nobody put her hands on me. She said, because God had showed her that day that he was going to fill me. I told her, I said, why didn't you tell me? She said, run for me, tell you. Hey, glory. Hey. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I tell you, it's real. It's real. It changed my life. Hey, glory. I just changed your life, too. And if anybody want it, get the Bible and read about the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit are the same thing. Hallelujah. But God is a spirit. Hallelujah. Even Jesus said, when he met the woman at the well, he said, everybody, so many people that worship God. He said, God wants you to worship him in the spirit and truth. Mm-hmm. So like I said, God is a spirit. My God, he wants you to worship so you can read. You can read. Where is the Holy Ghost? Is the Holy Ghost when Jesus is here? But the Spirit still upon Jesus. Hey, he had the Holy Spirit in him. And if Jesus had it, I thank God I got it too. And then we can go a little further back. My God, on the day, hallelujah, when they went into the upper room, they began to pray. Hallelujah. My. And Mary went up there too. And if Mary had to get it, and she was the one that delivered Jesus, the Son of the living God, they ought to let you know you need it too. If Jesus' mother had to have it, and you got to have it too. I just praise God. I praise God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That somebody today, ask God's word, we're going forth today. We'll repent in our heart and tell the Lord to come on in, Jesus, and save me. Come on, Jesus, because I need you to lead me and guide me. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. My life messed up, but I believe you'll fix it up. Come on, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm living in an abusive situation. Come on, Jesus. After he fixed your Holy Spirit will fix you. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. Some sin, Lord. Oh, man, maybe sin. Well, I thought my wife loved me. She don't love me. God, fix it for me. Come on, Jesus. After he fixed broken marriage, he's doing it every day. He'll bring that love back in both of them heart. Heart to heart. Hallelujah. As soon as they first met, he'll bring that love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody saying, God, God, I can't hardly make it to provide for my family. But God said, hey, I am the bread of life. Glory, my God, my God. I'm the bread. Hallelujah. I will take care of you. The Holy Spirit will. He'll make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. Let him come on in and make a way out of no way. If that would cause you to believe, glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Don't wait till storms come. And then some people lose their home some months. Then you hear the people saying, I know it was the Lord that saved me and my home. And that's a true believer then. Hallelujah. Why don't you believe? Her glory. My God, as Thomas told Jesus. I ain't going to believe unless I see the nail prints in your hand. My God. You know, some people take a lot for them to believe. Hey, glory. But Jesus, he didn't have no reason to lie. He said, in 3 days, I shall rise. He held his hand out. My God, my God. He didn't need nothing else and nobody else tell him. Hey, glory. He know that he was the Son of God. And can you say today for sure, you know you're living. Hallelujah. You're living in faith and you believe in the Son of God. And you know God has baptized you with his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hey, you can talk at the Spirit. Give them other. That clover tongue will sit upon you. My God and my God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey. I praise him today. Hallelujah. Thank you today, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. And glory be to God. I am going to close out. Hey, let Bishop come on. Hey. My God, my God. But I thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. My Maria say, God, Lord, Maria Sanda. Maria Sanda. Maria Sanko, Maria Si. Maria say, Maria Sanko. Maria Si, Maria Si. Hallelujah. Yeah. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, amen. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, teach me that somebody can see me. And why I said me, see you in me. Just seeing me. No, that's a change in my life. My God, I thank you. Amen. Ooh, Bishop James, Apostle Callan. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Callan.
Thank you so much, Apostle, for that word that you give today. Bishop is not on the line.
Oh.
So we just thank God and praise God for you and thank God for the word that you have released. I'm outside in the cool underneath the trees.
Well, praise
but
God
I got that,
for that.
I got that system up and running and
praise
cooling,
God.
You know. So, and it was so hot up in that attic today. I told the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit just loves us. He just loves us so much. I tell you, he just loves us. I told the Holy Spirit today, I said, Lord, I said, Holy Spirit, you got to show me what this problem is. He had already told me last night. Yeah, you know, I said, you got to show me what the problem is because I got to complete this job. I got to get this job running because the woman's face is turning the color now. You know, she's hot, as you all know. Why this Negro coming over here all the time? He can't get my air conditioner running. Last night when the fan run inside the house, the outside don't run. When the outside run, the inside don't run. And I know how to wear the stuff up, you know. And I said, look, Holy Spirit says, is that a thermostat that she bought? That thermostat is faulty. And I didn't have no thermostats with me, but I have thermostats at my house. So mm-hmm. I told her, well, you know, I there's only two ways you can hook up the wires. One way for this and one way for the next thing. I said, I've tried both ways, and the system wouldn't run together. So it's got to be the thermostat. The problem got to be in the thermostat. She said, well, you should have told me. I said, well, I didn't expect the thermostat to be bad when you told me you had your son put up a new thermostat. You know, your son put it up. I didn't put it up.
So
I came this morning. I said, look, you know what? I'm not even going to charge you for the thermostat. The thermostat is a little over $200 thermostat. I'm not even going to charge you for it. Because all they want to do is get this job finished.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But now with the system that she got, the inside part, the motor is not strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the people give her. So she needs a better motor in it. So she got to tell the people that the motor is defective or something and see if they give her, because it's going to cost, that motor going to cost over $600 for that motor, maybe more.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I told her, I said, look, I will come back and swap out the motor for you once the weather get good, because I'm not going to go up in there in 123-degree weather up inside that attic no more. I got mm-hmm. the system running now. You know, it's going to take longer to cool because the fan, though, can't move enough air. You need a stronger mm-hmm. motor. And if she get in the fall, I'll come in the fall and put it in the floor. But, Father, we just thank you and praise you, O God, for this word that you have given us today. Lord, let us know that we can trust the Holy Spirit. Lord, you tell us that the Holy Spirit is the power that lives and dwells on the inside of us. Father, you said that your son had to have the Holy Spirit when he came as God in the flesh on the earth. He had to have the Holy Spirit before he could begin his ministry. And the woman of God said, we need the Holy Spirit too. So, Father, we thank you for filling us with your precious Spirit, for engulfing us with the Spirit that gives us life and give us life more abundantly. We ask, oh God, that even as she has fed us today with your word, we ask, Lord, that you pour back into her even more than she poured out, oh God, that, Lord, God, at the next appointed time, she would have even more to give to us, your people. And as the word has gone forth all over the world, to the north, the south, the east, and the west, God, we are declaring, according to your word, that it will not return void, God, but it will accomplish what it is sent out to do today, Lord. Somebody's going to get healed from this word. Somebody's going to be delivered. Somebody's going to be restored, oh God. Somebody's going to come to know you, Lord Jesus, as the Lord and Savior of their soul. And Father, we just thank you for Apostle Washington as she is staying close to her son and praying for him, anointing him and comforting him, letting him know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. She let him know that he is the healer, that Jesus is the only healer, and that he have to trust Jesus for his healing. Father, I thank you now, and I praise you now, and I glorify you for the word that you give us today, oh God. What a majestic word you have given to us, Lord, letting us know that the power that you have given to us is all that we need to go through this earthly realm as we sojourn in this earth right now. Yeah. Oh, God, call, we are just passing through. And Father, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. We glorify your name. We ask, oh God, that you touch everyone that heard this word today and everyone that would hear it at another point in time, Lord, that they would just gravitate to it and say, yes, if they don't have it, they say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. I need that. I need that power that woman of God is talking about. I need that infilling of the Spirit so that I can go forth and walk in authority, walk in boldness, not professing that I'm better than anyone, but professing that I'm your child, oh God, and that I have the authority to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Oh, amen. Father, we just ask you bless them right now. Continue to heal today, Lord. We ask you to strengthen Bishop Washington, oh God. Strengthen him, God. We ask you to heal his lungs, oh God. Heal his kidneys. Heal, oh God, his pancreas. Heal his prostate.
Yes.
Heal his colon, oh God. We ask you, God, to touch him wherever he need a touch, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
And even for the young women, the young ladies that Deacon Frazier, Brother Deacon, asked to pray for out of California that is suffering with the COVID, Lord. We know that you are already on the job because you told us if we call, you would answer. And we call upon you on yesterday on their behalf. We stood in the gap for them, oh God. And God, we know that you heard us, oh God. Lord, we know that you heard when we prayed for my daughter and my grandsons and my great-grandchildren, oh God. We know you heard, Lord God. Father, we trust you and we depend on you, Lord. We're relying on you for all that we need, oh God, because you are our supplier. You said you would supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Father, we have nothing unless you give it to us, oh God. And we thank you for all that you have given us and all that you have given to us and all that you will give to us, oh God. Father, we are lacking nothing. We are lacking nothing, oh God, because you are our supplier, oh God. Everything that we need, you give to us, oh God. Oh, Father, we are content with all that you give us, oh God. We pray this morning, oh God. We are praying for those family again that lost loved ones, oh God, in Afghanistan, oh God. And God, we pray for those in Pakistan and Iraq and Iran and Syria, oh God, in Egypt and Jerusalem and Israel, God. We are praying for those in France and Germany, God. We are praying for those in Denmark and those in Amsterdam. Oh God, those in Italy, God. We are praying for those right now, God, Holy Spirit. We are praying for those in Brazil, oh God. We know, God, that you hear us when we open our mouth and we call, oh God. You hear us, oh God. So, God, we stand as an intercessor, oh God, for the lost. We're intercessing for those that are sick, oh God. We're intercessing for those that are laying on their sick bed. And the doctors have not given them enough time. Said you just got this but a few days, a few months, a few years. But, God, we know, God, it's not over until you say it's over, God. When you say it's over, God. So we are trusting you, oh God, to make a turn around, oh God. Lord, I ask you to touch Apostle Millie's sister right now, God. Make a supernatural turnaround, oh God, because only you can turn around life, oh God. You can turn around death, oh God, and turn death into life, God. I declare it right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you, God, because you have given us the power. You said, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Hallelujah.
Because we are of you, oh God. We have overcome them. We overcome the witches and warlocks, the soothsayers, oh God, the juju workers, oh God, the workers of Satan. We overcome them, oh God. Every weapon that they come and bring against us will not prosper, oh God. They bring all types of weapons, but they shall not prosper because they are weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but is mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, God. We are pulling down strongholds right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you. Father, we praise you and we glorify your name. We honor you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you will do, God. Because you said you'll never leave us or forsake us. You said you'll be with us even till the end of time, God. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, oh God. We glorify your name. We honor you, Jesus. We ask you to touch Sister Anna, Lord God. Touch her sons, oh God, that is living a contrary life, oh God. He does not love Christians. He don't care for Christian people. But, God, we know that you care for everyone. God, they hated you. They put you on the cross. And you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they have done. You lay down your life even for the ones that hated you, oh God. Almighty God, and you still gave them an opportunity to repent and turn to you. Today I pray, oh God, that you touch Sister Anna's sons. Touch her sons, oh God. God, save them from that wicked lifestyle, that filthy lifestyle that they're living. God, turn them from it, oh God, because you do not hate them. You love them, but you hate the sin, God. I thank you, Lord God, right now for changing their life right now. I thank you for turning them around right now in the midst of this darkened world, because you are the light in the world. And you said anyone that walk in the light that you bring, they'll never walk in darkness, God. So I thank you right now. I praise you right now, God, for establishing the light right now, for releasing the light on his life, on their life right now, God. You're bringing change, oh God. You're bringing a renewal in their life right now, in the name of Jesus, God, you are doing it right now. And we praise you, oh God. We glorify your name, oh God. We honor you, oh God. And we thank you, Jesus. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. In Jesus' holy name.
Oh, yeah.
In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Apostle.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I want you to pray for my grandson, Joshua. Yesterday
Joshua.
We found out he got Joshua and Sharon's
yes.
son. He got the virus and he got pneumonia in his lungs.
Okay. Father, we just thank you. We thank you now for Joshua, Lord God, the apostle grandson, Lord. And we thank you for Sharon, oh God. Lord, we know that you are mighty God. And there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Lord, when the Irish daughter was dead, she was sick unto death and she died. And you went into the room and
you
put everybody out. But God, when you put everybody out, you just couldn't say a whole lot of words. You just reached out and told her, took her by the hand and told her to rise up. And she sat on the bed. And you gave her to her father and mother to give her something to eat. Because you are life, God. When you come into the atmosphere, when you come into the space where death is lurking, death has to go up because you are the life source of everything. You're the life source for the animals. You're the life source for the butterflies. You're the life source for the mosquitoes. You're the life source for the trees, oh God. Lord, so you're even the more life source for your children that you have created with your own hands, oh God, and breathe your precious breath of life into them. Father, I ask you to touch Brother Joshua right now. Touch Joshua. Lord, I ask you to touch his lungs. Lord, I ask you to clear that pneumonia out of his lungs right now in the name of God. And Father, I ask you to give him life. Give him life more abundantly. And God, I command death to leave right now. I command the spirit of death to leave and go out the door, the same door that it came in. I command it to go out right now in the name of Jesus. And touch Sister Sharon, oh God. Touch Sister Sharon. God, you strengthen her body. Strengthen her mind. Oh God, strengthen her spirit right now. Oh God, continue to order her steps in your word. Let your word be a lamp and a light unto her path, oh God. I ask you, Father God, to do miracles right now. Do miracles right now. Give the apostle a testimony that when she come back, she'll have a supernatural report saying that her grandson is turning the corner. That oh God, the bronchitis, the pneumonia is gone. That he's breathing better. That he's walking better. That he's talking better. That he looked better. That he's better, Lord God, because you touched him, God. And Father, we thank you right now. We praise you, God, because you're the God of the impossibilities. What is impossible to man is possible for you, because you are all things are possible to you, God. And you said all things are possible to those that believe, God. We believe,
Amen.
God, that you're touching Brother Joshua right now. We believe that you're touching, oh God, Apostle Washington's son. We believe that you are touching Sister Sharon right now. God, we thank you right now. We praise you right now, God. We're not going to wait till we get the report, God. We're going to praise you while we're waiting. We gonna praise you while we're waiting. We like the children of the Israelites sitting by the Red Sea, and Pharaoh behind them, and the Red Sea before them. But you are in the midst of them. God, I thank you right now. I praise you right now, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for making a way where it seems to be no way. Because you are the way. You are the truth, and you are life. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Ooh,
the line is open for anyone that wants to respond to the word you heard today. Anybody want to respond?
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-mm-mm.
The line is open.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. The line is open.
Praise his name. Hallelujah.
Got a few people on the line. But nobody's saying anything. Deacon on the line, too. Nobody's saying anything. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The line is open. The line is open.
Well, praise him. Praise him for the living word.
Hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
My, my, my.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Ooh.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My, my, my. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. God, I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, Pastor, you got some cold water. You got something cold to drink? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Apostle? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we praise you. You are the living word. Thank you, Jesus. My. You are the living word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, glory to God. My. Kingdom down. You've been building your kingdom all over this world. But Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. Oh, glory to God. My God. No, hallelujah. But the Lord, He saved me. Thank you, Jesus. Grace of the Lord, He saved me. Jesus. Well, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God, I bless your name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you. My God. Okay. Apostle. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Well, is no one on the line going to say anything? I am going to close out. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for the opportunity to share his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because I know someone received it. Hallelujah. And I ain't worried about it because God said his word will not return it to him void. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Deacon?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, because I was getting ready to close out.
Huh?
I said I was getting ready to close out.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Amen. Pray the Lord. Pray the Lord, woman of God. Pray the Lord, woman of God. Pray the Lord.
Pray the Lord.
Praise the Lord on the word. Thank God on what you said today. Thank God for
the
word has been went forward today. I thank God for what I really enjoyed today. I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank the Lord. Oof.
word from the word from God today. Thank the Lord that the word went all over.
Yes.
Went all over the world. Went everywhere.
Yes, it did.
We just thank God that the word that was received touched many souls out there. We just thank God. Yeah, opportunity.
Yes.
The word went forward. That there were no distractions, that no interruption, that the word went forward today. I just thank God for what I heard today. I thank God how God really spoke to us today. And it really, God was really in you. Spoke the word was in you. Let the word be in you. Get the word in you.
My God.
And what the woman of God said you are. What God was in you. And thank God for what has been said today. Regardless who got mad at the word of God. Because
mm-hmm.
See, no matter what, the word going to go forward whether we like it or not. Probably mm-hmm. The word going to go. The way it's going to go. The word going to go forward the way we like it. Like or disagree with it, but the word going to stay. The word
mm-hmm.
of God always going to stay. He's still the same. He's not going to go anywhere. And one that really got a problem with it, they got to deal with God first. They got to deal with God, number one. Hello, somebody, they got to deal with God, number one. They got to deal with it. They got to deal with God. And I just thank God for whatever. Thank God for what I heard. I really treated you.
When I come to this
church line, I'm going to come give God praise. Well, if you like me or not, I'm going to praise. Now, it's one thing about it. You can talk about me, but I'm going to praise. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise. I'm going to pray the Lord. Pray the Lord. I'm going to open my mouth. Pray the Lord. And you may laugh behind my back. I'm still going to praise him. I'm still going to give God a praise. You know, he always said in the song, songwriter said, that's all right. Long I see King Jesus.
It's all right, bro.
That's all right. You can call me name like a child of God. I'm still going to praise the Lord. I'm still going to praise him. I'm still going to praise him. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you don't praise him, the rock going to cry out. I don't want the rock to cry out. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him, whether you like it or not. I'm going to praise him. So just keep on let God continue to use you and speak through you and cover you. Because you are covered by his blood.
That's
and I just thank God. Thank God for what I heard on today about the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God for what everything and what has been said on today. I really truly enjoyed it. On the God, yes, tonight I will be on tonight. Be on the lookout.
Okay.
You gonna call me? Your God of praise on tonight.
Thank you.
Your God of praise. Whenever you have a chance, you got nothing to do. Just come on. Lift up the name of Jesus. Not about me, not about Dick, not about nobody. It was all about God. So that number on the call is tonight. Get your pen and the piece of paper, write this number down. 712-432-3900. That's 712-432-3900. Again, that's 712-432-3900. And the access code is 3085-87 pound. One more time, 3085-87 pound. And the time is at 8:15 Central Time through 9:45. Come lift up the name of Jesus. You will be good. And we do it every Friday, every Saturday night. Come with a testimony or a song or a scripture or a word from God, from the Lord on tonight. If you ain't got no place to go, just come and lift up the name of Jesus and give your prayer line announcement and the church announcement, whatever on your heart. Read a scripture or whatever on your heart, whatever how God led you. Because, you know, the Bible said, well, two or three of God are gathered, God is in the midst. In the book of St. Matthew, says, chapter 18, verse 20 says, when two or three are gathered, God is in the midst. We thank the Lord on today, what has been said. We just thank God for you. We just thank God, Lord my God, for how he led to you obedient, and you are his servant. We just thank God for you. We just truly thank the Lord for what has been said on today, and that God continued to keep you, and then use you. You was obedient on today. I don't know about nobody else, but I sure really enjoyed what I heard on today. I can only speak. I can speak for Deacon. I don't speak for nobody.
That's right.
I speak for myself. I don't know about nobody else, but I got to worry about me. I feel it's about, I talk about the lane. I know I can always get it, stay in my own lane. That's what I do, stay in my own lane. I don't know about nobody else's lane, but I know about my lane. That's what I do. So I just one thing about it. It ain't going to come to me. You ain't going to run all that to me, but one thing about it. I'm in my own lane, number one. But I just truly say thank God for each of what has been said on today. May God continue to bless on the word. May keep you in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. May God continue to use you, and let God continue to speak through you. And regardless who get mad, preach the word of God. Give them what the word of God says. Who get mad, who got an attitude about it. But the word of God gonna stay.
Hey, I know that's because, right.
The word gonna stay, whether they like it or not. Do the work of God.
Amen. Just,
you will get your reward someday. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we pray. Amen, amen. God bless on the word. May it keep you. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen,
amen, amen. I'm done. God bless you all, and I love you all. Amen. God bless you.
Thank
amen.
You, Deacon, for those encouraging words. And I got a lot going on, but I'm gonna get the time written down. So I'm going to try to get on your line to encourage you tonight. Let me write this down, because, like I say, I'm dealing with a loss, and I don't, you know, let it bypass, and I say, oh, Lord. So give me the time. I got your number.
Okay. The time is at 8:15.
8:15, my time, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am, yes. So 9:45, yes. That's every Friday and every Saturday night, yes. That's
okay.
Fine. Yes.
Okay, now I'm listening, like you said. Okay, Deacon, I enjoyed the encouraging words. And, you know, Deacon, truly, God knows my heart, and truly, it doesn't matter to me where anybody say this, say that, because I know whose side I'm on. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He put something in me. I can't hold my peace, Deacon. Hallelujah. Hey, they know like I know. Okay,
right.
Deacon. Glory. See, I already, spirit got up on me so that my shirt is raining wet. I don't care. I mean, why I say I don't care? Because God put his word out there. You understand me?
Yeah.
And they ain't receiving him for Millie. They probably receiving him for themselves. But you know, I love everybody. I don't care what they say. Hallelujah by me. I'm going to love them anyhow. Because the man on the inside of me, he's good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to say thank you. And I'm going to close out. Hallelujah. Because for one thing for sure, I know I got Jesus. And I know he got me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bishop just prayed. Bishop prayed. He did the prayer of salvation, and then I don't know if something going on with his phone or what, but you all probably couldn't hear him. He was calling you.
I was calling you.
Yeah, and I called. He called me, and I pulled him in. He and Apostle Linda. So he prayed. Just go ahead, and you can pray us out, and we will see you all tomorrow or tonight on Deacon Prayer's Line.
Yeah.
We'll see you all on tonight.
Okay.
God bless. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that powerful word. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But at this time again, to say thank you, because it's so important to give thanks unto the Lord always. Amen. I just praise you for your word that went forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know whether somebody else felt the spirit or not, but I know, ooh, I got wet. Thank God. I thank God. I know he's living on the inside of me. I don't have no doubt. Ooh, glory. But I know we got to go. Hallelujah, because there's some things I got to do. You know, and I told Brother Deacon, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to get on that line. If it ain't but a few minutes, I'm going to get online and encourage him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Encourage him tonight. Hallelujah. And I just thank the Lord for our overseer, our Apostle Callender, and his lovely wife, Nancy Callender. I thank God for them. I thank God for Apostle Washington and for Bishop Washington. And we still praying for the family, entire family, but we praying for her son that's in the hospital. And we believing with them that God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. And to Deacon, I thank God for Brother Deacon, to Mother, that's my sister, I get a bit, Mother Grant. I didn't hear from her today, but I asked God to cover her with his blood. And whatever she's going through today, I know he'll bring her through in Jesus' name. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, glory, in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Apostle, again. Apostle?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm through.
Thank you so much, Apostle. We'll talk to you later. We'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Amen.